Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who are stepping up the pace just a bit, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Allow me to repeat one of my favorite phrases, farmer-led. That's all I need to say about that. Yes, it's that time of year. We call it spring planting when the pace does, in fact, quicken just a bit. Also that time of year when a word of caution may be in order. Let me use the word reminder rather than caution, because everybody knows that farming the land and working with livestock can be, by its very nature, dangerous. Thinking back on my nearly half century of sorting, weighing, loading, and unloading cattle, I was fortunate enough to get hurt badly enough to make an emergency room run only 3 times. In retrospect, all of those and the many close calls could be traced to being in a hurry, which on the farm this time of year is easy to do. For example, a Center for Agricultural Safety and Health tells us between 2012 and 2018, there were 29 farm accident-related deaths in this little state. That's an average of 4 per year. 7 of those were tractor combine related. They tell us that most non-fatal injuries occur with machinery maintenance, field work, and working with livestock, which certainly makes a lot of sense. We're also reminded that one danger often overlooked is the threat of large equipment coming in contact with live power lines. We, or at least I, tend to forget that farm machinery today is bigger than ever, leaving less clearance for those overhead lines. I expect more than a few listeners are thinking, oh boy, here we go again. Somebody that doesn't do what I do telling me how I should do my chores or plant my crop. I understand that thought. However, my reminder regarding safety is not intended as a lecture, but rather that anything we can do to make certain that when your clan gathers for some type of family celebration, every single person will be at the table. Finally, with everything that's happened to the pandemic, maybe take a little time, stop by the neighbors to see how they're doing. It may be very helpful, and for sure it's a great way to spend a few hours before heading for the field. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be extra safe when you're working. Thanks for what you do.